Hello, this is the Tribe Stories, the curated sermons, conversations, and collections of poetry of the Tribe Lagos. The Tribe Lagos is a gospel expression based in the city of Lagos, committed to reaching the next generation with the message of God's love and grace. May this refresh and revive you as you listen.
Good morning, church. Let's get practical, right? So this is going to be like a class as much as possible. Not just class, it will be like chemistry lab. You know that you use apparatus. Yeah. So I'm going, yes, litmus paper and others. So I'm going to borrow apparatus at some point. But before we start, I want us to pray in the Holy Ghost. I want to hold the person beside you. And the way we are going to pray in the Holy Ghost now is just for like 5 minutes. But I want you to pray loud. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Because what I want us to hear today, it needs to enter. Pray in the Holy Ghost loud. Kabaruta tenash. Leteketiki setenata idi. Bereketeketosh. Brade de dontela to sadina papa. Brade de to satinati sedes. Zagaragadon talabrade de sedegiata. Bende con kelabradon seneca sodiakash. Bene atu sa debere don bela ha zogo dogo dogo brade asisi akatish ebe dega de brega dosh ko brada gadosh kete zaga dega dogo borono ko diash ke par gadai no don't play I'll call you don't play just the voices loud just the voices braga tush ke brie ke tosh ke tisi adagash Bete kete kete seti gadagadash katea. Berega dogo briagadosh. Loud. Barakadi kabrada gadiash. Zekate katizi kiti agadiesh kete. Enega dega brea dega dosh. Enega dega brada gadosh. Shapatizi kiti katakate sete. Bente kete kiti kiti agadesh kete. All of briagadosh kapo. Channels of my spirit open. Channels of our spirit open. Bashe kete kete siyata. From pass zika diako sedi rieten nime sisika zampada barato sketi lethargy fall off hariakada dross fall off bando seketi kisikiti katu shadana epete katu sakati katesh zekete keti kiti kiti katakos briaga dogo brada gadesh kete ema tatatisi titi titi atate ema tunda gaskia jatenos Vombela kokaru zones zevas zatakati katash vantete seketekesh vombelekesh karuda borono shopiriata eya nakosketikia jambodogo briagadias kete bentekete kitikatosh keto zetene marata zizia vompere rano barodia merike koronekosh zotanis vano shavare Bereketika jodogosh baradagadia katesh e paradogos utishate metatititia satate ematusu vradagadiash ketene breke no kotusha bradia tisidia mentele kasisele shedonema baronos of riagadon somfali ben kakakaku kabado shatinasa emberi agaboronos of riagadiash kete Ekete ketiziti shatanasa. Erekete no bradia kate. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Imbada katoko tokotosh. Jadaga daga daga dosh kepa. Gete kete kiti kiti kata. Zekete kete kete kete. Brada gada bria katu shombria kati eskete. Badaga daga bria gadosh kabria gadiesh kete. E kadaga diaga barana gadiesh kete. E dega 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 dosh. Zompoto kabria gadiesh kete. E kete kiti 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 ata. E kete kiti 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 kiti. Zata kata 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 katash. Brieta. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Yeah. Okay. So we can start. Prayer is more of action than speech. And that's why we needed to do that. Tim, sit down. We are going to do a lot of worship, but I want to first of all explain what we want to do. Give him a chair so that I will sit here. Just sit here. Don't go far so that I will not look for you. Ephesians 6 verse 18. You can stop playing. Ephesians 6 verse 18. I want to follow up this quick introduction. Ephesians 6 verse 18. If you can give it to us in TPT, okay, that's fine. It says, embrace the power of salvation's full deliverance, like a helmet to protect your thoughts from lies, and take the mighty, razor-sharp spirit word of the spoken word of God. Okay. Pray passionately in the spirit as you constantly intercede with every form of prayer. This verse is loaded, but that's the one thing I just wanted us to see. Every form of prayer. If you check maybe NIV, it says all kinds of prayer. BSB says all kinds of prayer. KJV says all prayer. So that means there are many kinds of prayer. There is prayer of intercession where you're praying for somebody. There's prayer of agreement where two or three shall agree as touching a thing. There's corporate prayer. If my people who are called by my name, or in the upper room, they were there in one accord, or Acts verse 4, they said they respond to their own kind, and then they prayed, and the place was shaking together. There is prayer of petition. That's the one that we are first introduced to. Oh Lord, do it. That one is okay. It's part of it. So, but because, you know, we can talk about prayer for a year, and we will not exhaust it. So, what I want to talk about today is not necessarily a kind of prayer, but a protocol of prayer. And I'll talk about two things. At the end, I will say what Jesus said. Jesus said, now that you know these things, happy are you if you do them. Yeah. So, let's for us start from the book of Matthew chapter 6. Pastor Freddy mentioned it, and Pastor Freddy has explained it before, but that's where we're going to start from. Protocol. If you read the Luke account, the disciples of Jesus went to him and they said, teach us to pray. And that's what Pastor Freddy was saying, that they did not say teach us how to make money. They did not say, teach us how to do this. They said, teach us how to pray, because they saw that he got results with his prayer. Jesus now said, let's start from verse 5. I'm reading KJV. It says, when thou prayest, thou shalt not be as the hypocrites are, for they love to stand praying in the synagogues and in the corners of the streets, that they may be seen of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. Verse 6 says, but thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet. That's the first protocol I want to show us. So, for this class, I'll need three strong men. You are likely to stand the entire period of the sermon, so make sure you are strong. But if you stand, I'll give you something. Three, such as I have, I'll give you something. Three people, I need you to stand this way. Three people. Okay, Chine, do this way. Isaac in the middle. Go forward a bit. So, for this class, let's assume this is spirit, this is soul, and this is body. Calm down. Man, I believe, is a complex combination of spirit, soul, and body. There are different definitions, but today is not the day for argument. All right. So, one of the characteristics of Jesus, and I will show us like three or four scriptures. Let's check Mark 1 verse 35. Mark 1 35. Hi. Okay. Mark 1 35. The Bible says that, And in the morning, rising up a great while before day, he went out and departed into where? A solitary place, alone. He went to a quiet place and there prayed. Let's check another one. Matthew 14, verse 23. Hey. Okay. Watch. And when he had sent the multitudes away, he went up into a mountain apart to pray. And when evening was come, he was there alone. Let's check another one. Luke 4, verse 42. It says, and when it was day, he departed and went into a desert place. Let's check one more. Luke 22, verse 39. Luke 22, verse 39. And when he came out and went, as he was wont. Who knows what as he was wont means? Ha! Thank God for other translations. Jesus. Who knows what as he was wont means? Warren, put down your hand. Or say, you know. Is what? As he usually does, correct. You can put up another translation so that they know that. Yeah? As he was accustomed. Uh-huh. As usual. Put up TPT. Hi. As it was his habit, he went to the Mount of Olives, his place of what? Secret prayer. So, what I want to explain, I'm not saying this is how you should pray every time. I'm saying that this is a consistent protocol in some kinds of prayer. And this kind of prayer must be available in your life. As a matter of fact, great men do this kind of prayer daily. We've seen from the life of Jesus that he did this often. If Jesus is the pattern man, if he's the example we are following, then you must make this kind of prayer something you do all the time. Otherwise, you know, Pastor Freddy was saying that there are some things we say that can become theory. This is one of them. Let me give you an example of one of them. One of these things that we say that can become theory is that we don't pray to seek connection, but we pray from connection. Guess what? Sometimes you can be praying and that thing is not sounding true for you. Okay, so follow me. This is a class. So yeah, it's time for practical. This is spirit. This is soul. This is body. All right? Two things that Jesus tries to achieve is to achieve a place where he's alone. So the first thing he does is that he tries to take away the distraction of the body. The distraction of the body is noise. If you check Luke chapter 4, verse 42, you can see why he went to a quiet place to pray. In Luke 4, 42, right? He said he went to a desert place to pray, and the people sought him and came unto him and stayed him that he should not depart from them. If you see some translation, they said they held his leg. Check. Is it TPT? Is it TPT? Check TPT. Check TPT. Aha! At daybreak the next morning, the crowds came and searched everywhere for him. So it is as though Jesus used to escape. If you check it very well, the Bible will say that he withdrew from the crowd. He will escape to a solitary place to go and pray. He says the crowd came and looked for him everywhere, but Jesus had already left to go to a secluded place. When they finally found him, they did what? They held him tightly, begging him to stay with them in Capernaum. You know the problem many times? The things that are holding on to us tightly, we've not learned how to escape from them. Yeah. Example, social media. News. You've not learned how to leave them. Because last, they will look for you. Or one neighbor will come and say, Have you heard what they said on Arise TV? They will come back. But the idea is that you must find a time to escape. So Jesus will first of all take care of the distraction of the body by going to a secluded place. Your going to a secluded place might mean dropping off your phone, putting off your phone, going to a quiet place. Yes, a quiet place works. But you see, this is just part one of the work. The main part of the work is here, where you need to achieve stillness. So here, you try to achieve silence and removing the external distractions. Here, you should try to achieve stillness. The Bible says, be still and know. It is in this achieving stillness that you can enter your closet. The idea of the man is built after the order of the tabernacle, where there is the outer court, the inner court, and the holy of holies. It is in your spirit that God is resident. Do you understand? In your body, all kinds of things are there. In your soul, another set of all kinds of intellect, will, emotion. Here, God sits on his throne. There, available, waiting for you to enter into your closet. Are you following? So, everything we need in life must be powered from here into here. There may be sickness in your body, for example, or your soul, maybe something emotional. But the healing is resident here. Inside here is the power that made the universe. They say God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask or imagine, according to the power that is working inside us. This is the part that better sound at the core of us. This core of us, the core is there. The problem is that many times you remain here, other times you remain here. So one of the protocols of powerful prayer is to put off the distractions here. Put off the distractions here and then enter your closet. Are you understanding? All right. That's the first thing I want to say. Second thing I want to say is, Pastor Dari mentioned this. Who knows the Lord's Prayer? You know the Lord's Prayer? You know the Lord's Prayer? Let's assume that that's actually the Lord's Prayer. But let's recite it together. 1, 2, 3, go. Our Father. All right, well done. That took 30 seconds. It took 30 seconds. So when they came to meet Jesus and he said, teach us to pray, and he said this thing, two things. Either he was deceiving them, or he actually meant something that we don't understand yet. I assure you, you know, many times the Bible says Jesus prayed all night. He wasn't saying, our Father art in heaven, or repeat. Okay. Matthew 6 again. Let's go back to Matthew 6. The same Matthew 6, yeah? Let's start from verse 9. It says, after this manner. So what Jesus was establishing was a protocol, not a recitation. So the first thing he said is, our Father. If you listen to Pastor Freddy last week and 2 weeks, you understand why it's Father and you understand why it's our Father. We don't have much time, so listen to the sermon. Which art in heaven, will come back to this another time. What I want to focus on and the title of this sermon, which is just about to start, is Hallowed Be Thy Name. Hallowed Be Thy Name. So, what Jesus was establishing as protocol is that when you pray, after this manner, pray you. You're talking to your father. The next thing you should do is to hallow his name. This is one thing that I witness many Christians forget to do. Hallowing the name of God. Jesus said we should do it before we try to do anything else. Let's start talking about the name of God first. One of the things that you would know about the name of God is that God, we can't know all of God at once. So one of the things that he tries to do is that he fractionalizes his dimensions into his names. So Jireh, it means the providing God. Adonai means Lord. Rapha means healer. Nisi means our banner that goes before us and after us. El Shaddai means the multi-breasted one. The one you can remove the universe from and it will still be him as if nothing left. Those are the dimensions of God. So if you skip hallowed be your name and you go to thy kingdom come, tendencies are you don't know who you are talking to. Yeah. Oh, there are many, you know, I've heard many sermons where people say things like, in that Lord's Prayer, people pray thy kingdom come are the mature sons. People say, give us our daily bread are the baby Christians. Guess what? I've seen both, quote and unquote, mature Christians and baby Christians that don't know the God they are talking to. Haven't you met so-called mature Christians who are the ones actually harming people in the name of maturity? Is because they did not hallow the name. If you hallowed the name, you would have encountered a God whose name is love. You will have encountered a God whose name is mercy. You will have encountered a God whose name is justice. And in doing business for him, you will know him before you start to do business for him. An example is Saul of Tarsus, who was going to Damascus in the name of God. Then God now appeared to him. He now said, who art thou, Lord? What were you doing before? Whose business were you doing? God. But he didn't know him because hallowed be your name is missing. This name, the protocol of answered prayer starts with the name of God. How did Jesus say that we'll get answers to prayer? He said, whatsoever you ask the Father in my name, then that he will do. Do you understand? I love Acts 3 verse 16. I love the KJV rendition. When the man at the beautiful gate got up, they said his name through faith in his name has made this man. It's not repetition. They know what they are saying. What they are saying is that that name is the key that gets the door open. It doesn't matter if we try the door first time and it doesn't open. There is no other name under heaven whereby men will be saved. Will we insist on the name till the door open? So if that name is the only key you have, why skip hallowed be your name and start trying to get the kingdom to come or start asking for bread? You need to first of all hallow the name. It is a protocol of prayer. You know, Jesus, God told us in Jeremiah 33 verse 3 that call unto me, I will answer you. So how do you call him? You call him by his name, right? And then he now said, I will show you great and mighty things that you do not know. What does that tell you? There are many things about God that we don't know yet. Many of us go to the place of prayer with things people have told us or things we have heard in songs and skip the hallowing of God's name and start making requests. Meanwhile, it is in the hallowing of God's name that new dimensions of God are unfolded to you. What I'm trying to say is that the songs you know and every sermon you have heard is not up to 1% of what God wants you to know. So when you carry those things as your arsenal and enter the place of prayer, without hallowing his name, you don't get newer dimensions of him. Let me give you an example. Have you heard the song that God is mighty? There is no mountain he can't move. The song is not wrong. I don't really bash songs. I'm just saying it was true to a point. Have you seen the picture of the earth? Have you seen how big the earth is? Let's assume that mountain is literal or figurative. Anyone? Have you seen how big the earth is? Okay, have you seen how small the earth is in our solar system? Have you checked the size of the earth in the Milky Way galaxy? At that time, you are not, almost not seeing it. Have you checked the size of the Milky Way galaxy among other galaxies? At that point, you can't even remember that there is something called Earth. So how do you want to describe the strength of the person that made all of that by talking about a mountain on Earth? Yes, that's like saying that Chinedu is strong, there's no grain of rice he can't carry. How am I singing to his strength? Meanwhile, there is nothing wrong with it, because the people who sang it at the time, they got a result. The problem is that we need to progress from there, because more than 2,000 years ago, the job of moving mountains have been delegated to us. Have you forgotten? If you say to this mountain, it has been delegated to you. So you need to find something else to say about God now. But if you skip hallowed be your name and start asking, it is that same script of 500 years ago that you'll be using to speak to God now. Meanwhile, the mountains you need to move now, they are much more heavier than the mountains that the people that came before us had to move. So if you don't hallow God's name, you won't see the newer dimensions of God. That's what I'm trying to say. Sermons are not enough. So, what happens in hallowing God's name is that you start to talk about his greatness. You start to talk about his majesty. You start to talk about his awesomeness. You start to talk about his love. You start to talk about his mercy, because it's just him you are looking at and you are hallowing his name. Can we do a little practical now? Please give somebody a mic here. Give somebody a mic. Yes. Who wants to go? You or? Okay. Chinedu, for the next 30 seconds, I want you to use all the vocabulary you can muster. Maybe even your dialect. Just talk about how great God is. 30 seconds, go.
Father, you are good. You are great and you are kind. Mighty are thy works, O God. You say, do you know the ordinances of the universe? Can you use it to order your life? In you dwells all wisdom and all knowledge. You are the one who sat with wisdom at the beginning of the earth, and you made everything according to your counsel. You are beautiful, wonderful. You are mighty. Great are your works.
Thank you. Two questions. In these 30 seconds when you were doing this, did you remember your house rent?
No.
Did you remember your ex?
No.
No. Did you remember Nigeria?
No.
That's how to enter your closet. So you've shut out the problems here. Eh? You have shut out the problems here. You have entered your closet. And then you are now praying from the seat of power. That from here, anything I take out in this direction, things live on their own. Do you understand? There's a way you everybody, let's do it. Everybody, let's do it. 30 seconds. Think of God. Call God the names. This is practical. Call, think on God. The, Alpha Omega. Call him. Call him. Call him all that you know him to be. Call him. Call it. All that you know him to be. Call it. More seconds. Use every word you can muster. Go to your dialect if you need to. Hallelujah. Pause, pause. Stay, stay, stay. We are staying in class. We are staying in class. Do you know the source of authentic power? The source of authentic power is realizing that that person you just described lives inside you. That's the source. That this great and mighty being that I'm describing, it lives on my inside. That is, hallowed be your name. It brings you to a consciousness that is higher than what just your soul can muster. You know, I believe in affirmations. I see affirmations. I say them. I'm the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. I'm the light of the world. It is necessary because we need to change this guy. That's the renewing of the mind. And that takes a while. It takes a long time. It could take like 6 months. For you to remove only one thing, maybe unforgiveness. Some people, unforgiveness can take 6 years. It's okay. But guess what? Regardless of what is here, and regardless of what is here, a day will come in your life when you will need to speak once and get results. You know, when Jesus was sleeping in the boat and there was storm and they woke him up and he rebuked the wind and said, "Peace be still." It's not affirmation. It's not confession. It's not that we say it today, say it tomorrow morning, say it 4 days time, then we'll now be checking the storm. He needed to speak once and see result once. Let there be light. It's not confession. There are days in your life that will come. And those days come very often these days where you need to speak once and get results. That speaking will come from here. The affirmations come from here and they are okay. But when you hallow God's name, it is in that time it now becomes practical. When we say the words of God are as powerful in God's mouth as they are in yours. When you speak from here, it will be theory. You will say it and you'll be watching. Nothing will happen. When you say it from your closet, the result will shock you. One of the beautiful things about Christianity for me is that many times when I pray for people, the way they are surprised about the result is how I'm surprised too. Really? You say yes. It has really gone. You say yes. Okay. But where was I speaking from? Here. Why did I have doubt? Why was I not sure? I didn't speak from here. Do you understand? Enter into your closet. Is it practical enough? Can we try it now? For 10 minutes? Now, let me say one more thing. You know, we talked about all kinds of prayer. One of the problems of our generation is the battle of extremes. You hear one truth, you just go to an extreme. For example, speaking in tongues. Oh, I love speaking in tongues. But guess what? They've already told us that when you speak in tongues, this place is unfruitful. So sometimes you can do it mindlessly, and it's okay. There's nothing wrong with it. What I'm saying is that there also needs to be times of prayer where this place is involved. where with your mind you are glorifying God, so that your mind can come to a greater awareness of God, and doubts can die, unbelief can die, because that, this is where all of them are, all, almost all the problems. This is where, if you have problem, you're your own next service. You know, have you seen this joke where they say they will draw somebody, maybe a black American, who is wearing big chain, big wristwatch. They will now label his outside like $4,000. They will now show us his brain and put $2 there. He has not read any book. Well, he read maybe 2 tweets on Twitter. In church, the same way there is emphasis here, there's emphasis here, there needs to now be emphasis here. Do you understand? When we pray many times, you know, there was a time Pastor Freddie was teaching us source in spirit, soul, and body. And somebody asked the question that, where is the controller? Is it the soul or the spirit? For an unbeliever and sometimes a carnal Christian, the controller is the soul. For a spirit-filled Christian, the controller is the spirit. This is why many times the results we get, they are not necessarily necessary. I want to say this thing carefully. Sometimes the results we get, they are not necessarily powered by the spirit. Some of the results we get, they are powered by the latent energy in the soul. Hope you know that there is power resident here. That you can be speaking to things in the morning and they will change, because there is power resident here. Do you understand? There is power in the soul. That's the one that New Age people do, and they do it well. Sometimes they do it better than Christians. So what I'm inviting you now is to do this one well, and then be aware of this one, because it is from here you can look at somebody who is in a wheelchair without saying anything and the bones will start forming back. That one is not, you know, there are powers here that is beyond speaking. Did you hear that the shadow of Peter was healing the sick? The power here does not have description. We can't map it. We don't know. The more you enter here, you'll be surprising yourself. You'll be hearing things. People will say it's a lie. They are not here. That's why. When people say that a man of God sat on a chair and I went to sit on the chair and then cancer left, it doesn't make sense. Don't bother. The power here is beyond reasoning. It's not here. If you stay here, you will be plotting graphs. You will be speaking. And that is good. I'm saying that there is a deeper power that we do exceedingly abundantly above all you ask or think. Because here, you are likely to receive what we ask or think. They say, as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. Guess what? Even when we don't, you know, here, we are deeper than as we think. Because here, the Bible says we are like God. We can't think all of God, but they insist that that's what we are. So we are more than what we think. By the power of God. But our work is to power our lives from here. How do you do that? Remove the distractions. Be still. And then power it by hallowing the name of God. That's how to start. Yes. It's prayer 101. Can we do 10 minutes? Hallow God's name. 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 For your name is holy. Holy. Lord. For your name is holy. Oh manakai kete sada. Oh jada wara godia na na Lord. Hallow God's name. Hallow God's name. Say things. They said, say unto God, how terrible are thou in your ways. Through the excellency of your power shall your enemies submit themselves. Say unto God, how merciful are thou in your ways. Say unto God, how glorious are thou in your ways. Say unto God, how majestic are thou in your ways. All of heaven, all of earth, bow and worship you. There is no one like you. You are the greatest. wisest. You are the wisdom before time began. For your name is glorious. For your name is glorious. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Glorious. Yeah, Adonai. For what you come here, Kabado, you know, Kokarwa.
For the rising of the sun. name.
Your name.
Your name is should be hallowed.
Oh, your name is holy. Holy. Lord, we enter the holy of holy. We enter to the blood of the Lamb. We enter to worship you holy. Practical. We are still in class. Did you call God wisdom? Did you call God healer? Did you call him mighty? Did you call him holy? Did you call him awesome? Did you call him power? Did you call him love? If you called him all those things, now sing. Just breathe your name upon me. Breathe. Yes. Hey, power of God.
Just breathe your name upon me. Breathe.
The power of God is breaking loose in people.
Your name is your name. Breathe, Lord.
Just breathe your name.
Just speak your name upon me.
Breathe. Sing it again.
Just breathe your name. Just speak your name upon me.
Breathe.
Oh, just breathe your name. Just speak your name upon me. Breathe.
Now hear it now. Father to child, from your spirit to my spirit, I'm lighted by your word. Now you know what he's saying. And with your breath of life, that's how I come alive. Oh,
that's how I change my world.
Hey, manako yeketia kadagade. Say it again. Father to child.
Say father to child.
From your spirit to my spirit.
Spirit to
in the closet. Lighted by your word.
Lighted by your word.
From here, I come out a champion. Lucas Sangria Gadiash Tessiadash Onogopiada Gadiash Halikadiai Okay, now let's pray in tongues again. 3 minutes. Pray in tongues. Pray in tongues. Sit down if you can. Sit down if you can. Try. Sit down. Sit down. I need you guys again. Yeah. Let's get practical. We are practical now. Yeah. Sit down if you can. If you speak from here all the time, if your prayer stops here, over time, you will become irreverent to God. Yes, it will happen. You will forget that this is the source of the wonder. You will forget. You will forget. You will forget. That is why we need to enter this closet when we are praying. You see that this prayer experience is different. Yeah. In this time, you forget your problems. Yeah. Even if you have swelling or lumps in your body, you will forget them. And in the same way, God will insist that you forget them. Yeah. Yeah. If you have nightmares, in this moment, you will forget them. And just by hallowing the name of God, God will insist that you forget them. They will actually be forgotten. You know, we've heard things like, when we hallow God's name, he will stand up on his throne. He will do... The thing is that you come to a revelation of who he is, and then you can accurately wield the power of God. Enter into your closet, and then hallow the name of God. Hallow the name of God. Like I said in the beginning, when I get to the end, I will say, now that you know these things, happy are you if you do them. Do you understand? But I still want us to pray for 3 more minutes. I feel that there are people that God wants to anoint by putting a dimension of himself on you. You know, if Jaira comes on you, you will just want to feed people. You want to pay school fees. That's how God works. By putting dimensions of himself on different people. Different dimensions. We cannot necessarily express all of God, even though we carry all of him. So, but the dimension you are supposed to express becomes known to you the more you hallow the name. Pray in the Holy Ghost. 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 Oh, your name is holy. Holy Lord, Shabedi Akabara Kadesh. Hallelujah. Let me add one more thing. Let's open our Bible to the book of Psalm 92. TPT, please. There are many things in the Bible that primes us. If you read Psalm 92 in TPT, you will see how David talks to God. You know, it is David that said, "Say unto God, we should talk to him." And what did he say we should say? "How terrible art thou in your ways. Through the excellency of your power shall your enemies submit themselves." Let's see how he talks here. "It is enjoyable to come before you with uncontainable praises spilling from our hearts. How we love to sing our praises over and over to you, the matchless God. I am exalted over all." Next verse. We're reading to verse 6. "At each and every sunrise, we will be thanking you for your kindness and your love. As the sun sets, and all through the night, we'll be proclaiming, you are so faithful." Next verse. "Melodies of praise will fill the air as every musical instrument joined with every heart overflows with worship." We've practiced that, right? Next verse. "No wonder I'm so glad. I can't keep it in. Lord, I'm shouting with glee over all you've done for me." For all you've done for me. Next verse. "What mighty miracles and your power at work." Just to name a few. "Depths of purpose and layers of meaning saturate everything you do." This is a man talking to God. That's how we talk. That's how we hallow his name. It's replete like that all over scripture. A time will come when you start here, you won't end here. You will not start to say things that are not necessarily contained in scripture, but it's in alignment with scripture. If you've seen the picture of the universe, you will talk to God differently. Yes. We have an advantage of more information and more understanding. It should show in how we hallow God's name. Shagadi Akabash. Sebadi Akabosh. "For your name is holy." Sebadi Akabash. "Holy Lord." I could do this all day. "For your name is holy."
Log on to thetribelagos.com or email us at hello@thetribelagos.com. Follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter on The Tribe Lagos. God bless.